You are listening to Stateside. I'm Lester Graham, in for Cynthia Canty.
Entrepreneurship.
Part of the community.
The next idea.
We are the key to our own recovery.
Building community to end poverty. That's the mission of Circles USA. It's a long-term effort that's all about empowering people of low income to move out of poverty. Participants of low income are the leaders of the program. By pairing up with an ally of middle to high income, they gain resources and build circles of influence. They fight poverty by increasing the capacity of communities. There are several Circles chapters in Michigan, including one in Grand Rapids. Stateside Cynthia Canty recently spoke with Allison Boston, a leader with Circles Grand Rapids, and Susan Rao, an ally.
What does a typical circle meeting look like? As the circle leader, Allison, I'll let you take that question.
We meet every Monday. There are volunteers that come in and fix us a meal. So we all sit down and eat together, and we pray together. And after the meal, we meet and talk about our new and goods, you know, for the week. And then we work on goal setting, budgeting, and any issues that we have as far as work-related, and any assistance that we need. We work with our allies to access information that we need, and we just kind of work together to meet the goal that we set.
When we meet, we talk about where she is in a job search, for instance, and we made some notes. We typed up some resumes. We did things together that are easier to do with two than with one.
And we have a lot of company CEOs that come and visit. They provide a lot of information for the leaders to help navigate the system. And so it's a lot of good information that we get, and it helps us along the way.
I understand that the program is all about sharing social capital. What does that mean?
If you've grown up in middle or upper class, chances are pretty good that you have a wider circle of friends that maybe are in professional areas and can provide services that are beneficial that not everybody has access to. So it's a lot about who you know and who you can turn to and who your friends know.
Allison, why did you apply to be a circle leader? What's the story that brought you to Circles Grand Rapids?
Well, actually, I was in poverty quite a while ago, and I was able to get out of poverty. And when I lost my job, that's what put me back in poverty. So being in Circles, it really helped me to access information in the community that I probably would never have been able to access. So I've received a lot of information, and I have received a job through some of the CEOs and different corporations came in and talked to us about. So that allowed me to apply and finally get a job. So had I not been in Circles, I don't think that would have happened.
And Sue, the same question for you. What made you decide you wanted to be a Circle ally?
I've been involved in other programs having to do with reducing poverty. And through that, I became aware of the Circles program by doing some research. And when it came to Grand Rapids, I was excited to be part of it because I like the model. It's a little different from anything else. The big difference is that the person in poverty is the leader. It's not someone telling them what to do. And also, Circles looks at systemic issues. So it addresses not just income, but things that get in the way of a person being able to move out of poverty.
My understanding is in your program right now, all of the allies are white and all the leaders are Black?
That's correct.
Does that bring up any challenges?
No, not really. I think there was a little mishap in understanding what poverty really is, because a lot of the allies have never been in poverty. So I think that was kind of a struggle right there. But it just happened, you know, that way. It wasn't purposeful, but we're kind of learning as we go, because this is kind of new for us. This is our first time in Grand Rapids doing it, so it'll get better.
Yeah, Susan, how did that kind of, those differences iron out from your point of view?
It's been an education for me. I thought I knew a fair amount about poverty. I thought I understood racism, but through the leaders, I've gained an understanding of how closely poverty and racism is tied together, and how difficult that can be. Every one of our leaders has had an experience with the police, either personally or with a family member, that I, as a white person, have not remotely experienced, and it's just a way of life. And when you can put a face and a specific experience to those stories, it makes a big difference.
It really does seem like the circles really do encompass everyone, that this influence and increasing the social capital, sharing the social capital, it impacts all of you.
It's definitely a two-way street and a learning experience for everyone involved. I've gained as much as anybody else in the program. It's not just about helping the leaders. I think it's about educating the allies as well.
Allison Boston and Susan Rao of Circles Grand Rapids, we want to thank you both so much for being a part of The Next Idea.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
In Michigan, Circles exist in Grand Rapids, as you heard, Fremont, Holland, and in Washtenaw County. You can learn more or start your own circle by going to circlesusa.org.
Support for The Next Idea on Stateside comes from Michigan Economic Development Corporation, committed to marketing Michigan to drive job growth and investment in our communities. MichiganBusiness.org.